There goes the full-time whistle, blown by the match referee, Daryl Carlin. And it's finished all square here in Ballybofey. Finn Harps won, Athlone Town won. The visitors look to be on their way to another victory. Gideon Teta firing them on front on 69 minutes. But Harps drawing level on 87. Patrick Ferry with a brilliant headed equaliser. And the same player was involved in a big moment just before the full-time whistle. Tony McNamee with a brilliant pass. Ferry was in on goal, just the goalkeeper to beat. But credit to Enda Minogue, the Athlone Town number one, stood up tall and saved with his legs. That would have been a dramatic conclusion to what was, well, for long periods, this was a pretty flat game. Little or no action at either end until Athlone Town went in front on 16 minutes through Teta. In fairness to them, they had forced Tim Oliver Heimer into three brilliant reaction stops before then. Two of those saves made in the first half, the third one just after half time. But Athlone's pressure eventually paying off with that good finish from Teta. And at that stage, it was difficult to see Harps finding a way back into this game. They had a couple of good moments. Patrick Ferry with the best chance, a header that landed on the top of the crossbar. He shot wide as well soon after. But once Athlone went in front, you would have thought they would have kicked on. They had a chance for a second goal, but their big striker Dean Ebba shot over. But then came that equalising goal, Patrick Ferry with a header. It all came after a set piece on the left hand side. Now Tony McNamee had been hitting all the corners, but on this occasion he left it for Luke O'Brien to come up from left back to strike it in. His ball went all the way over to the far side. It was retrieved by the Finn Harps substitute Gavin McAteer, and he got on his left foot and just pinged an in-swinger, an inviting cross into the packed goal mouth, and Ferry rose brilliantly to glance his header in at the back post. What an introduction by young Gavin McAteer, who made his debut down in Kerry a couple of weeks ago. He came on as a late substitute and he certainly got involved in this one, and he can take credit for supplying that cross which Ferry headed home. And then we had the big moment in injury time. Tony McNamee with a lovely, clever through ball that Ferry found himself in on goal. But again, as I say, credit to the Athlone Town goalkeeper Enda Minogue. He saved on that occasion, and that ensured that this game ends all square, one apiece. So a good result for Harps. They'll take a point from this one, given the fact that Athlone Town look to be on their way to winning this match. And it means that the situation at the top of the First Division is as you were, because at Turner's Cross, they're still playing there, but they're deep, deep into injury time, and it remains Cork City 0, UCD 0. So it's not been a bad bank holiday weekend for Harps. They beat Wexford on Friday night here in Ballybofey, and tonight they've come from behind to take a share of the spoils against Athlone Town. It's finished here in Finn Park, Joe. Finn Harps 1, Athlone Town 1.